We have Stephen Bergeny and Heather McGregor and the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance. Did one of you want to make any kind of an intro about the Alliance or yourself?
I think we both would just like to thank you very much for the opportunity that you've given us here today to speak out about this issue. It's somewhat under the radar, and I think it's going to rise in everybody's awareness very quickly. And part of what we're here today to do is to try to start that ball rolling. And we just thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Yes, thanks, Terry.
Sure.
The Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance is a nonpartisan community organization, and we're working to make sure that the Glenwood Springs area remains a nice place to live and visit, both now and in the future.
Sketch for me the general outline of the situation with the RMR mine in the area above Glenwood Springs. What you can tell our listeners to give them a good picture of that outline.
Of course. Most people who are listening would be familiar with the Transfer Trail Road. And as you go up the Transfer Trail Road, on your right is the Glenwood Caverns development. On your left, at the bottom of the ravine, is the site of the present quarry. The hillside above the quarry, rising to a level of about 1,200 feet above the floor of the gorge, is proposed to be the top of the quarry as they want to expand. Right now they're on about 20 acres. They're talking about going to around 320 acres. But it'll be about a 1,200 foot wide, 800 or 900 vertical foot cut to take the limestone completely off the face of the mountain from that height all the way to the valley floor. We're looking at an operation that's expected to last 20 years. It's anticipated from their published plan that they will be running about 450 truckloads a day from the quarry. And the operation will be in operation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 20 years. This would create two or three impacts right off the bat, not the least of which is the defacing of the mountain. But you're going to lose all the vegetation on the mountain, which is a subalpine interface between a pinyon juniper forest and a pine forest, with lots of wildlife supported and lots of aviary life in that zone, which would be forever lost. So there are some real impacts in terms of just the environmental damage that would be done. Visually, the site will be able to be seen from many places around Glenwood. So it's a huge impact in terms of what they want to do. But their general plan is to expand to that size.
And the impact of that on Glenwood Springs' economy, we are a destination for people who are coming here for the natural beauty and the quiet. That sounds like 24/7, 450 truckloads a day.
Correct.
That's the estimate that it would take to move the volume of rock that they're talking about moving. The trucking would be limited to 12 hours a day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., but it would be every day, all year long.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just having a little trouble. That's hard to swallow. As I think of, I go to the hot springs pool for relaxation and peace, as do our visitors worldwide. Given that's maybe half a mile away, it's still going to have a big impact. Can you tell me the current status of the proposal, where it's at in being denied, getting approvals, being reviewed, that sort of thing?
Sure. It's a little bit complicated, but if you just think about it, it's kind of operating on two levels. So the existing quarry and all of the expansion area are on public land that's managed by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. So that's federally owned, which means that the people of the United States own that land. So the existing quarry is operating under a permit. So the current process is taking place on two different levels. So one level is dealing with the problems that we're having at the existing quarry. And then the other level is this proposed expansion that Stephen just described to you. So let me talk about the current problem. The existing quarry is governed by permits from BLM, State of Colorado, and Garfield County. And RMR has failed to meet numerous requirements spelled out in these permits. The Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance has called on BLM and Garfield County to take some enforcement actions to deal with these current violations. The BLM has not yet done so, but the Garfield County commissioners are taking this seriously. They've held several public hearings, and in March they gave RMR about a three-month time period to bring their operation back into compliance. They set a June 1 deadline. And if you've been following the news coverage at all, you'll know that Rocky Mountain Resources elected not to come into compliance and instead decided to file a lawsuit against our county commissioners and our county government. That's the situation currently with the existing quarry and the permitting related to that. And the lawsuit that they filed against the county alleges that because the mine is operating on public lands, that the county has no jurisdictional authority. And, of course, we fully expect the county to refute that charge. So then there's the expansion proposal, and that is not yet official. So RMR has submitted two formal proposals to the BLM, one last fall and the other one trying again this March. In both cases, the BLM responded about a month later, citing dozens of deficiencies in these proposals, and the BLM refused to move that proposal forward for a formal environmental review process. So we're just kind of waiting for RMR to submit a third proposal to see if they can be found to have that be complete, and that could come at any time. So even though the expansion proposal isn't officially in gear, we're taking this very seriously. The Citizens Alliance has been conducting scientific analyses and educating the public, and we are working hard to build a unified community opposition to the expansion plan. And the Glenwood Springs City Council is also taking the threat very seriously. Today, in fact, our top city officials are meeting in Silt with high-ranking BLM officials. And our city officials are really working hard to emphasize the serious damages to our community that would be posed by this strip mine. And last month, city officials traveled all the way to Washington, D.C. To meet with the members of our Colorado congressional delegation and make sure that they're well-informed about the serious concerns that we all have about this proposal.
And Heather, did you get any feedback on that? What happened when they spoke with their representatives? If they were interested, if they might be getting involved with this, or has that not been reported back? What happened when they went to Washington?
We did hear a little bit of a report from Mike Gamba, our former mayor, just recently our former mayor, who was part of that delegation that went to Washington. And he said that the congressional offices were very open in listening to our concerns. We did not see a big rallying response. And so we feel that probably more, I wouldn't want to use the word pressure, but maybe I would use the word pressure. More input to our congressional delegation will be valuable.
Yes.
In making sure that our whole community is deeply concerned about this.
I would just add to that, Terry, that as a native son of Glenwood, having been born and raised in Glenwood Springs, and I'm now 71 years old, this represents to me the greatest existential threat to the health and welfare and the vibrancy of this community we all love. So it's a real thing. It's not solidified yet, but the threat is there on the horizon, and we're working very hard to let everybody know that this is an issue that reaches across party lines, it reaches across ethnic lines, it reaches across any divide that you might come across, because it affects all of us equally in this community. That's why it's so important for us to get this word out, to get people involved, to let them know that together we have a very good chance of making real progress toward averting this threat to our community.
And the ways that we can do that, that you could recommend to our listeners, things that they can do right now, if they're hearing about this for the first time or they're getting a more filled out picture, more information, some steps that sure. You would recommend for folks to take.
What we're looking at is basically encouraging people to join Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance. It's easy to do, and to become involved. It's the old saying that many hands make light work. And if we all, as a community, come together to do the heavy lifting that's going to be required, we can accomplish something. This is a long-term fight. I don't mean to gloss over that. I think people have to be aware that this may go on for a long time, several years perhaps. We're up against some pretty influential forces here. So we have to be prepared to make the effort and to make, in some cases, the sacrifice necessary to protect the health and welfare and the future of our community. It's entirely true that this entire valley got its start in terms of mineral extraction, but those days are long past, and I characterize this in my own mind as, are we going to allow an extractive industry to destroy a vibrant community? And that's the real fight in my mind. So it's a long-term issue. Mm-hmm. It's one we all have to be concerned about.
And something that folks who might want to be involved, connect with some of the folks in the Citizens Alliance, and have the chance to walk in the Strawberry Days Parade this weekend, Saturday. I've got that around 9:30, but I'm thinking to go earlier because of kind of congestion and traffic and so on, and maybe ride a bike part of the way, park at a distance and walk, give ourselves plenty of time. But maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit more about what's happening there.
We'd love to have folks join us for our marching group in the Strawberry Days Parade tomorrow morning, or Saturday morning, sorry, not tomorrow. Saturday morning. You know, the Strawberry Days Parade is a wonderful tradition going on for 100 plus years. We all know and love and experience that in our own ways. And having a powerful, large group of people in that parade to show our unified opposition to this proposal is going to be send a strong message. And no RSVP required. Anyone can just join us for the march. So here are the details. The parade itself starts at 10. Assembly is at 9:30, and our group will be assembling in the at Glenwood Springs Elementary School in the north parking lot. So you get there by going on 9th Street to the west, cross School Street, and then in through the gate into the north parking lot of Glenwood Springs Elementary. So if we meet there at 9:30, we can get formed up into marching order, which isn't going to be very serious, but we'll have some signs for people to carry. We're asking folks to either wear your No Strip Mine t-shirt or a white shirt. We'll have a few t-shirts available for loan or sale on Saturday morning. The parade's about 10 blocks long. It's a pretty good uphill hike. And then you'll have to kind of make your way back around to your mode of transportation afterwards. Parking will probably be very tight at the school, so it's a good idea to park elsewhere in town and then walk over to the school and join us from there.
In addition to that, Terry, we will have a booth in Sayre Park where we will have ball caps, T-shirts, stickers, bumper stickers available for people, and we will be informing people about the entire issue and talking to our visitors as well as our residents, trying to get them involved. That's the other side of this effort that is somewhat less apparent, but because Glenwood is a destination resort now for many people on the Front Range, part of our outreach will extend outward to those people to try to engender some interest from people who just love to come to our valley, not just Glenwood, but to our valley, and would be interested in helping support this effort. So we'll be at the park. It'll be manned. There'll be people there informed. They'll be able to tell anyone who's interested exactly how important this is and why, and we'll be able to help them become a part of it.
KDNK listeners, we have the great good fortune today of having Stephen Bergeny and Heather McGregor here, and they are with the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance, and Strawberry Days, a chance to march in the parade. All ages welcome, I would guess.
Absolutely.
And I've heard from, I have never marched in the parade, but I have gone the route on my bike or walked, making pictures, taking shots. But it's a chance to see your whole community and all the visitors in this one, and I'm going to call it a great march, because in history, there have been many great marches that started out small.
Absolutely.
And as the people were gathered in or brought aboard because they care, because it's a cause to believe in, I have seen these sorts of things firsthand in a place I lived in, Santa Cruz, California, with a lighthouse point that was in danger of being pretty much destroyed of its natural amenities, which were what drew the people there. And on another account, a big utility that might be akin to some of the behind-the-scenes players that we are first off working with, and we'd like to bring them to understand our town, our livelihood, our families, our kids. This other big entity was PG&E, that's Pacific Gas and Electric, and they were involved in wanting to bring a nuclear power plant to the north coast of Santa Cruz. And it was a citizens' movement like you are bringing to our attention that halted that project. So kudos to you all. And I really only have one more question. I read about a walk that was happened last week up on the area where this project is proposed. Did you hear about that, what it's like up there, or go on it, or tell me what you know about that?
What I know about it is it was sponsored by Wilderness Workshop.
Yeah.
It was an attempt by on their part to acquaint people with the diversity of flora and fauna involved in the hillside above the quarry, and they did that by hiking to the very upper extent of where the cut would be made. It's not as though this is going to be a nibbling at the mountain from the bottom up. Their proposed mode of operation is to denude the entire hillside and then begin the mining at the very top. So it was an opportunity for people not only to visually see the entire scope of what 320 acres would be,
yeah,
but to understand what's going to be lost.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And anything else that we did not cover sufficiently, Heather or Stephen?
I think that the impacts of this project are very obvious, and they're pretty shocking. So we always need more people to join in our efforts and help us show widespread unified community opposition. So come on board, please.
All right.
And well, the only other thing I would add is another thank you to KDNK. This is the heart of what public radio is about, helping people to keep their communities vibrant and to raise issues that are important to everyone. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.